Hi everyone, how are you doing? Welcome back to Jay's Talk. Yep, it's been an amazing week. I'm sorry guys, I have been on and off. I know, I'm very sorry that I have been away, but it has been for a good reason. So do not stay mad at me, but hope you've had a beautiful week. Today is Friday, thank God it's Friday. But guess what guys, we're all staying at home. So make sure you're still practicing the medical protocols. You're washing your hands, you're using your face mask, you're using your hand sanitizers, and you know, just stay alive and stay safe. Corona is still out there, but we, the chosen ones, are not gonna get it, okay? But we then have to follow the medical protocols, so stay safe. Now guys, the last podcast I did was not one of joy and hype. It was like a very wonderful, sad kind of, you know, preaching to everyone out there, love, not war, because all we've been seeing, left, right, center, rape, molestation, death, accidental discharge, oh man, I don't even understand. It's just, let's just keep spreading the love. Let's just keep praying. I've been seeing a lot of hashtags going out there. No means no. A lot of people doing Black Tuesday for the death of George Floyd. I saw as of yesterday, I think Germany, Paris, and somewhere else, they joined in the peaceful protest of George Floyd's death. And they joined the people of Minnesota. I don't know how to pronounce it. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Okay, whatever. They joined them for the peaceful protest. It's beautiful. Then I saw my fellow Nigerians too in Lagos joining the peaceful protest, which was beautiful. But I think we should also do protests against rape, not just hashtags. If we can want to carry placards for George Floyd, which is a good thing, I'm not disputing that, we should also do the one that is happening in our country. Let us not try to be patriotic for another country and leave our own chaos. It doesn't add up. I think we have to come back and speak on our own and do more protest against it. Because this rape thing is funny. And I see some jokers putting on, you know, on Facebook and all some funny guys. They will still rape again. The girls should help them, not rape them. I'm like, what is wrong with this world and this generation? And someone was trying to make an, and I'm like, there's no excuse. If a lady says no, it means no. If a lady comes to your house, does not mean she wants to have sex with you. If you people have been talking dirty and you passing each other, and even if she say, I'm not ready now, you still have to stop. I don't understand why they make it look like their male whatever is he has a mind of his own, and it is what is controlling them. So after the act is done, they will not start pleading. Why? If a lady says no, please let it be a turn off. Just mentally tell yourself, once a lady says no, it's no. I'm not doing again. Me too. So there shouldn't be an excuse. Oh, the way she dressed. Oh, and the funny thing in Nigeria is, a lady gets raped, instead of people to look at the trauma that lady goes through. No. Waiting carry you go there? That's the first question. No, be you carry yourself go there, then force you enter the house. Next thing, now she like money, she like free things. No, because the guy get car, now she follow him, not her fault. Wait, kind of clothes she wear? She no fight. If not me, I go fight. You don't. Oh God. I forgive all those people that say all those things. It's ignorance. Funny thing is, you even hear some women to saying this kind of things. Please, let us be educated. Let us open our eyes to it. No means no. It doesn't mean we females should stop having male friends. Doesn't mean males should stop having female friends. We're way educated to understand that you can have a cordial relationship. And it doesn't have to lead to sex. You don't have to force. Okay, what of the little children that are being molested? I watched a heartbreaking video of a girl in nursery one. The so-called uncle, they're dropping her with every day. How can you force yourself on a girl of 4 years? I'll be 5 years old. What do you stand to gain? Please, explain to me, where is the pleasure in doing that? If it's not demonic and weird. And I don't get it, but I just pray God have mercy on all these people and have mercy on all of us in general in this world. Like, there needs to be a purge. Maybe Corona is like a purge of all the sinful things people do. I think Corona is like a purge. God is sending it to cleanse out and make us reflect on all the wrong things that are happening. And the sad thing is, in the midst of Corona, instead of people to sit down and reflect, a lot of evil is being done. A lot of evil is still planned. A lot of stealing, looting. Please, people, please, let's do more of love and reflecting and recreation than destruction, because Corona has already stopped and is bringing down a lot of economy and a lot of loss of jobs and a lot of things are going on with the Corona pandemic. We do not now need a lot of deaths, a lot of destruction. No. We need reconstruction. We need to think positive. Now we need to think of how to rebuild, how to go about our daily lives in the midst of the pandemic, because we have to feed, we have to work. So I think we should think of that and not think evil. All the evil-minded, idle people, please God, expose them and take them out of our midst, because we don't need that right now. We need more of God, and we need more of positivity and love to carry on to the end of the year. So that about that. I know I over-talked about it. It's just that this matter is an unending discussion that never finishes. But today is Friday, and I'm excited. God has been faithful. Like, I'm serious. It has been an amazing week for me. Don't know about you, but it has been an amazing week. June started good, and I'm grateful to God for His love and for His provision. So, guys, I want to talk to us about the fact that we should learn to be happy for everything that happens to us, and we should learn to celebrate with other people when they're celebrating. Just because Mr. A bought a car does not mean, because he started a job 2 months ago and he got a car, does not mean you that you have been working for 5 years can never have a car. I don't know how to put this thing. Okay, maybe I got it wrong. But what I'm trying to say is, celebrate with people when they're celebrating. I think a lot of people start to become envious. Not intentionally, but because they have prayed so much for that thing. But they're not doing the right. They're not doing the right work to get that thing. It's good to pray, but it's work and pray. You have to pray and then keep pushing at what you're doing. The other person is praying and he's putting his work to it, and then he's achieving. You're praying, but you're still grumbling, so you're not getting any result. Then you start to get envious of this person. I watched a clip of a pastor that said, there are many witches that come to church. He said, witches are not only the ones that fly about and go to the coven in the evening. He said, somebody will come and give testimony every now and then. I want to thank God, I just got a trip to go to Dubai. I want to thank God, I just bought a car. I want to thank God, I just got a house. And you see somebody in church now, well, that's the talk of material things where you go live for this earth. What kind of testimony is this? So I beg, maybe the person go sit and I'll let him do this church for what? In fact, let's say that blood money they do. How does he have money for all these things? Yeah, equivalent to a witch. In fact, you're not equivalent. You are a witch, because how can you be in the church of God? Instead of you to celebrate the victory of this person, God said, celebrate with those that are celebrating. Yours is going to, it's just in the corner. It will still come. Job was, he had leprosy when he lost everything. He was down. He was at his lowest of low. But he still prayed for his friends. You don't understand the blessing behind celebrating with others, genuinely. Not make you know, be like, say, I don't want to celebrate it, I make I just go. No. That's still a very low and terrible mentality. Celebrating with people genuinely when something happens with them, because you are happy for them, You don't understand. There's a blessing attached to it. God sees your heart. You can deceive man and smile and hug him, while deep down, you're praying for his downfall. God sees your heart. And you definitely will have your reward for whatever you've done. Let us not use other people's growth to kill our joy. You see, some people see their friends progressing and they start to feel sad and depressed. Things are working out for them. Things are not working out for me. No. God has a plan for you. This person's road is not the same with yours. That is why you and this person don't have the same DNA. That is why you and this person don't look alike. Even you and your sister that look alike. Even twins, conjoined twins that be separated, they still don't have the same destiny. As identical as they could be, whatever the case may be, even if it's the same identical shape of eye and everything, their destiny and their life path is not the same. That is how God made each and every one of us. We are unique in our own way. Why hold on to another person's life and make it look like this person's life is your... You must have a carbon copy of this person's life. You only know what you're seeing in the surface. You don't know the inner part. So why struggle so much? A lot of people are struggling so hard to be like somebody else. That is why they are still where they are. And it looks like they're not progressing because they have refused to understand that God has a plan for everybody. Just because this person entered A and it came out and it doesn't mean you have to. Sometimes you might have to go to A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. Then you come out in the right path. And that process does not mean you have to suffer all the way. God is just taking you through different phases, toughening you, making you ready for the right time when you come out of J. Until people understand that, they'll keep feeling frustrated. Depression will keep increasing because you'll be like, hey, I know the truth is once in a while, this evil thought comes to your head like I'm not progressing, why things not working for me. It comes, but don't let it last for a minute. Shake it off. Shake it off. We are human, yes. We're bound to want to feel a little bit sad when something you've been working hard for doesn't come well and another person just claps his hand and it comes. Oh, well. But be genuinely happy for that person. Don't ever want to sit down and start being envious of another person's life. Don't do that. Because two of you don't have the same parts. This person's part is this. Your part is this. Until you understand that, you keep feeling frustrated and you get depressed fast. And you become envious, which is becoming a witch. Because the next thing, you start bad-mouthing the person's success. Yes, it's only a witch that will never say good things about your success and will never be happy completely. So please, choose not to be a witch and genuinely be happy for your friends, for your loved ones, and for the progress of whatever your friend has achieved. Please and please, let us be happy for people, genuinely. And let us spread love and not war. Okay? So that's what I have for you guys today. I hope it makes sense to have a lovely day. And thank you guys for listening to Jay. Have a lovely weekend and we'll see you on Monday. Bye.